Maseches Nida, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Dam Hanida, the blood of a Nida, Uvesar HaMeis, and the flesh of a dead person, Mitamin Lachin, Umitamin Yveshim. They have the ability to transfer Tuma, whether they are wet or whether they are dry. Aval HaZov, but a Zav, the flow of a Zav, Vehaneya, and the mucus of a Zav, Veharok, and the saliva of a Zav, Vehasheretz, and a crawling creature, a dead crawling creature, v'hanevela, and a dead carcass, v'shichva zera, and semen, mitamin lachin, v'ein mitamin yevashin. They transfer tuma only while wet, and they don't transfer tuma while they are dry. V'im yecholim lehisharos v'lachzor lechmo shehein. However, if you could submerge them in water, and after absorbing water, they can go back to their original consistency, mitamin lachim umitamin yevashim. Then they could transfer tuma whether they're wet or whether they're dry, because even if they're dry, they're able to be restored to their original wet consistency. V'chama hishriyasan, how long is considered the length of time that's appropriate to submerge them in water in order to bring them back to their original form? Baposhrim me'es la'es, in room temperature water for 24 hours. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Bisar hameis yavesh ve'eno yacholi sharos v'lachzor lachmo shehu tahor. If you have the flesh of a dead person which is dry, and it's not possible to submerge it and bring it back to the state that it was originally in, then that is considered tahor. Mishnah Beis, Hasheretz Shenimtza M'mavui, if a crawling creature is found in an alleyway, Mitame L'mafreya, then it has the ability to render anything that came through that alleyway Tame. Ad Sheyomar, up until the time that a person could say, Badakti Es HaMavui Hazeh V'lo Haya Bo Sheretz, I checked this alleyway and there was no Sheretz in it. So anything from the time of checking and onward is considered tame. O ad she'asa kibud, or from the time that you know for certain that the alleyway was swept. V'chein kesem shenimtza b'chalak. The same thing, same rule applies to a stain that's found on a garment. Mitamin l'mafreya, it has the ability to render tuma backwards, retroactively, ad sheyomar, until the time that a person can say, Badakti es hachalak hazeh v'lo haya bo kesem, I checked this garment and it did not have any stain on it. O ad she'asa kibus, or from the time of laundering the garment. Umetame, and this tuma is transferred bein lach bein yavesh, whether it is wet or whether it's currently dry. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not how it works. Hayavesh mitame lemafreya. A dry stain does have the ability to transfer tuma retroactively, because you assume that at the time that it got there, it was wet, but now it's become dry. V'halach, but a wet stain, eino mitame ela ad sha'a shehu yachol lachzor v'lios lach. A wet stain only transfers tuma retroactively from the time that it could have still been wet. So if, for example, the blood is so fresh that you can tell that it's not possible that it's been there for more than an hour or two, then it would only render tuma retroactively for the last hour or two. That is the halacha according to Rabbi Shimon.